The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Sugar is everywhere, not just in sweets and fizzy drinks, but in foods we often think of as healthy too. So how much sugar are we really eating? Are some types better than others? And should we be worried about the hidden sugars in our everyday diet? Well, joining me now to discuss this is registered dietitian Sarah Keogh. Sarah, lovely to speak to you. So we hear when it comes to all different foods and different food groups, everything in moderation. Does that apply to sugar too?
Yes, definitely. I mean, one of the things we don't want is people nearly obsessing about every little tiny bit of sugar in our food, because we don't need to. We absolutely need to limit sugar. We don't want to be going over, you know, 7 to 10 teaspoons of added sugar a day in our food. But we really don't need to be obsessively reading every label and every pack. I mean, most people already know what the high sugar foods are and that we need to limit them. So it's more just taking a bit of a sensible approach around it.
7 to 10 teaspoons. I have to say, I think that sounds pretty generous, but can you actually get through that pretty easily in a day?
Do you know, it depends on what you're eating. The main place where you will get a lot of sugar is if you're drinking soft drinks. So if you're having sort of fizzy drinks that are sugar, they can have easily sort of 8 to 10 teaspoons of sugar, if not more, in sort of a can of a soft drink. So when we see people who are big sugar consumers, that's usually where we see the big, big amounts. You know, if someone's kind of buying sort of a 500 ml bottle of soft drink and they're drinking maybe two of those in the day, like, that's a huge amount of sugar coming in. But if someone's kind of, you know, relatively normal eating, you know, and there's a little bit of sugar that might be in a fruit yogurt or a little bit of sugar that might be in a bit of a breakfast cereal or something like that, those amounts are rarely huge unless you're eating huge amounts of them.
I did buy something recently for the kids. I think it was a vitamin, and it said on the front of the packet, no added sugar. I thought, grand, okay, perfect. I just want to give them the vitamin. I don't want to give them another sugar hit in their diet. And then I turned the pack around when I got home, when I had bought it, when I'd already given them the two little jellies, and the first ingredient in it was sucrose. So are we actually a bit confused, I suppose, as to what is sugar and what no added sugar actually means when we see it on a pack?
Well, that sounds interesting. If the ingredient was sucrose and it says no added sugar, it doesn't sound like that was accurately labelled. But
I've been sold a pop.
I mean, I'd love to see that label, actually. One of those things, if you have no added sugar, it doesn't mean no sugar. Because if it had no sugar, it would say sugar-free or no sugar. So if it says no added sugar, it means there is sugar in there. But what it means is usually that it's naturally occurring. So what you might see is if you bought something like fruit juice, that can say no added sugar, but it will naturally, because fruit juice itself has naturally got a certain amount of sugar in it, there will be sugar in it. Or you might see it, sometimes I see it on jams where it says no added sugar, but they've used something like grape juice instead. So even though they haven't added like table sugar, there is sugar in the product. So a little bit of the no added sugar ones, I'd have a bit of a glance at the sugar in them. We consider low sugar to be less than 5 grams of sugar per 100 grams and less than 2.5 grams of sugar per 100 mils if it's a drink. Now, that doesn't mean everything has to be under that, but if it's high, we would say anything over about 22 grams of sugar per 100 mils in a food would be, or per 100 grams in a food would be high in sugar. But again, we don't need to avoid every little bit of sugar. It's what your total intake is in the day. That if you're eating a lot of sweets and a lot of chocolate and you're drinking soft drinks, you're going to have a lot of sugar in there. But we know that we don't want to be eating a whole lot. We might enjoy eating those foods, but it's not healthy for us to have a whole lot of them in the day, and that if we're kind of having our normal meals and maybe one snack in the day, we should be well under the levels.
What are the different types of sugar? How does it come in different guises? And is there a certain type that is better for you than another type?
So not really. There's lots of different kinds of sugar out there, and it's to do with kind of their molecular makeup. So you might have glucose, you can have sucrose, you can have fructose, you can have all of these different kind of sugars that are in there. And for the vast majority of them, what I would say is sugar is sugar is sugar. So whether you're having honey or you're having coconut sugar or you're having ordinary table sugar, it's all sugar. They all do the same thing in the body. The big thing is that it's damaging teeth. One sugar that's a little bit different is lactose, which is the sugar that naturally occurs in milk. And people drinking milk, we don't see the effect on teeth. You know, in fact, we see teeth tend to be stronger with that because of the calcium and the phosphorus. The lactose there isn't really an issue. But for other sugars, I do meet people think, well, should I use honey? That's healthier. It's not. It's going to be the same in terms of calories and in terms of the effect on your teeth. So, you know, substituting sugar for honey isn't healthier. They're just different flavors. Now, in saying that, no problem, put a bit of honey on your porridge in the morning. Do you know what I mean? It's not that we have to cut it out,
Yeah, but I
but it's
think
not that you
people
can.
assume, right, that if they put
They
a little
do,
bit of
and it's
natural
healthy.
honey on their porridge as opposed to a big load of caster sugar or granulated sugar, that they're taking the healthy option. You're telling me we're not.
No, it's the same. No, it's nice.
What
And
about
there's no
maple
problem. This
syrup?
is the same thing. As I said, sugar is sugar. So, whether it's runny sugar or dry sugar or coconut sugar, it doesn't matter. If it's sugar, it's sugar. And when we talk about adding sugar, like if you're adding sugar, it's added sugar. So, if you like maple syrup, you like honey, go for it. But there's no inherent healthier benefit to using those over and above. Like people say, oh, there's iron in maple syrup, but you'd have to drink so much of it to actually get any reasonable amount of iron to be of value to, kind of stick with your steak if you're looking for iron.
What about the impact it's having on your body? I mean, I think everybody knows it erodes the enamel on your teeth, but is it doing other damage?
So the main thing that we would see in relation to sugar in the body is there's a fat in your blood called triglyceride, which is quite similar to cholesterol. And the only difference being that this tends to be increased if you have a lot of sugar. So if people are drinking like huge amounts of fruit juice, soft drinks, or eating a lot of foods that are high in sugar, like sweets or chocolate or things like that, it's one of the things that can increase this triglyceride. And that's where we see an association between a very high sugar diet and an increased risk of heart disease. So that's the big one in the body with that. But again, it's at quite high levels. Like if you're having like a fruit yogurt that typically has 1 teaspoon of added sugar in it, that's not having the effect. But if you're drinking, a pint of fruit juice rather than a small glass of fruit juice, or if you're having a lot of soft drinks, that's where we see that as an issue. And other things that we see, people talk to me about, does sugar cause cancer and does it cause all these other things? Where we would see it, if someone is overeating on sugar and they gain weight, we do know that that excess weight increases the risk of certain things. So we don't see it as directly caused by the sugar, but more that the sugar, if you're taking a lot of it, particularly from soft drinks, the body doesn't register the calories very well. So you can end up overeating, and that can be the contribution to weight gain.
I just want to ask you very briefly, Sarah, while I have you on the line, about a story in the papers this morning about slushies and whether or not the government would actually support an all-out ban on these ice-based, slush-based drinks for children, particularly those that contain glycerol. Do you think this is something you would support?
So I think it's a really interesting one, and the FSAI have been looking at this over the last couple of years, and they had a statement out in May as well. So what it is that the slushy drinks, when the sugar tax came in, a lot of manufacturers took out the sugar to go along with it, but they were using a replacement called glycerol, which is very safe for adults, for most people. But if you take it in very large amounts, small children, they were having some issues with it. And that, an Irish study found, they were looking at 21 children, and they found that if they had a lot of this, that it was dropping their blood sugars and causing problems. So we are seeing that if children are taking high amounts of slushies that have this glycerol in it, that there's nausea, vomiting, and headaches. So the Food Safety Authority is recommending that children under 10 don't get them. Whether we go to an all-out ban, I'm not sure, because it depends on, how people respond to that and if they do keep children away from them. But there was 21 children hospitalized. Now the kids had taken a lot of the slushy with that, but they'd had very severe low blood sugars with that. So it is definitely something that is being monitored and being careful. So the advice to parents at the moment is that the glycerol based, the sugar-free or the low sugar slushies are not suitable for the under 10s.
All right, registered dietitian Sarah Kuehl.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.